From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey readies itself for the return of hundreds of migrants. The operation is set to begin on the Greek island of Lesbos, where thousands of migrants are being held. Turkish officials say they expect up to 500 people to arrive Monday. Later, migrants from other Aegean islands will be sent there. Under an EU-Turkey agreement, those who reach the shores of Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. United Nations official Boris Cheshirkov says more work is needed to prepare for the transfers.
If reports, as we're hearing them, are coming through with returns meant to take place already tomorrow, we haven't seen the necessary level of safeguards, and we are urgently calling for these safeguards to be in place before any of the returns are possible.
For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkey from Greece, another will be resettled from Turkey to the European Union. Limited flights are beginning from the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out an attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blasts there and at a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. Airport official Mark Deshimacher spoke after the first plane took off Sunday.
This is a very symbolical but also a very emotional moment for the airport community. It's the first flight after the terrorist attack. We're turning a page.
Syria said Sunday its forces have seized another town, Karyatayn, from the Islamic State group. State media said the seizure of Karyatayn gives the government a strategic victory, securing oil and gas routes between the Damascus area and oil fields in eastern Syria. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan announced a unilateral ceasefire Sunday in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Fighting with Armenian forces in the region left 30 soldiers dead on Saturday. Arab news outlets say Yemeni President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi dismissed his prime minister and vice president in a major government shakeup. The action comes ahead of United Nations brokered peace talks with Iran-backed Houthi militants later this month. A leak of documents concerning the offshore holdings of current and former world leaders has revealed possibly embarrassing information about their financial affairs. The 11.5 million records from Mossack Fonseca, a Panamanian-based worldwide financial firm, were leaked to the German newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung by an anonymous source. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists says on its website that it and more than 100 other news organizations have investigated the material. The ICIJ says the information involves more than 125 politicians and celebrities around the world, including associates of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who were said to have moved as much as $2 billion through offshore bank accounts over a nearly 40-year period. Here is the ICIJ's Michael Hudson.
The other big thing that jumped at us was the number of family members and associates of top leaders that we identified as doing business in the offshore world. That includes people like the godfather of Putin's daughter, who the records show us played a part in a network of covert maneuvers by banks and companies that were closely tied to Putin.
Michael Hudson. Businessman Donald Trump stirred up controversy this past week on such subjects as abortion, NATO, nuclear arms, and the proper treatment of women. Political analysts are suggesting Trump's surge toward the nomination has been slowed, but he told Fox News Sunday that he hopes to do well in the next major contest, Wisconsin's primary election this Tuesday.
It would always be better to win. I think I get there anyway, but I like Wisconsin. I like the people of Wisconsin. I think they like me. I've had tremendous crowds. We've had a tremendous response, and I think I'm going to do very well in Wisconsin.
Republicans and others are questioning Trump's views and say that his chances are bleak of winning November's election against the expected Democratic nominee, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Pakistan's military says it has killed more than 250 militants and lost 8 soldiers in counterinsurgency operations near the Afghan border in the last 2 months. Army officials say the fighting in North Waziristan is the final phase of a major ground and air offensive first launched in June of 2014. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.